Conversations with Carlisle in the first Conversations with Carlisle of 2026. Coach, how are you doing? And first of all, I hope holidays were good and break was good and all of that.
I'm well. Good morning. Good morning, good people.
So let's get right into the business end of this. Obviously, coming off of break, right back into the swing of it. I do want to just talk about, before we get into what happened before break and our preparations for our upcoming games on Friday and Saturday, let's shift our gear to what was really an impromptu game on, last night. You guys beat Indy Mets 96-50. I believe it was, the most points y'all have scored since 2002. Kind of just walk us through that, when you found out and kind of how you try to get your team prepared in such a short amount of time. And then also how much you like the offensive efficiency to be able to score 96 points in a game.
We wanted to play them. We tried. They had put something out in early December when we had that long break, and we tried to get in and play them then. And they scheduled probably people closer to the caliber of the team that they wanted to play, and they didn't want to play us. And then they lost the game, a game that was scheduled, so they already had the refs and things like that. So we found out Monday morning that we was going to try to play or could possibly play the game on Tuesday night. So preparation-wise, it was a stretch. It was probably not the best opportunity for us to be prepared because of the short notice. But I just put it together really quick, watched a few games, and put together a scout and had to have it ready for practice on Monday. So good thing we didn't have students at the school on Monday, so I worked on it the entire day and got a scout report ready, and we was able to prepare. Efficiency-wise, especially, it was good to see some of the guys that haven't really had great games or a great start to the season see some success. Like Aaron McDuffie, he had 15 points. I think he had 2 or 3 rebounds and 2 or 3 assists. Moving forward, he's one of the guys that we'll depend on. So hopefully this is a sign of things to come. Prince Anga, he had a nice output. I think he had 12 and like 6, and he didn't probably play 15 or 16 minutes. So really, really efficient, a great team win. Everybody that dressed played and played meaningful minutes. We didn't just pour it on. I didn't just have the starters in. I subbed 5 for 5 most of the game. And those guys played well. The guys that came in played well. The guys that started off the game played well. So, consequently, it was just a great team win for us.
Yeah, and also I assume that's got to be nice. You have that little bit of a break. You guys haven't played since before that, December 30th there. So just kind of getting everyone back into the groove, making sure everyone's still knocking down their shots, still being able to move officially. Because you found out about this Monday morning, correct?
Correct.
So, yeah, Monday morning, as the boys beat Indianapolis Met 96-50. And let's talk about kind of prior. Man, you guys have built ever since December 19th against Warren. You guys are on a nice win streak here, 7-0. After starting out the season 0-2, you have those losses to Fishers and Zionsville. What have you think changed from the Warren game on December 19th to now in your upcoming games? What do you think changed the most that led you to this nice little winning streak that you're going on?
Man, I think it's what happened in those 3 weeks that we didn't play that kind of changed, and hopefully it's a omen or a great preview of what's to come for the rest of the season. We was able to get back to the basics, and we talked about this the last time that we spoke in 2025. Just getting to the base and doing some hard things well. And that 3 weeks of practice, albeit we didn't want to see it happen, it was probably the best thing for this group. Now, Greg, naturally, we still have a lot of things that we could do a lot better. And as a coach, that's my job to point them out and try to put the coaching staff in a position to be better at those things. So we'll continue to plug. starting with that Warren game, I think we've played fairly well outside of – I don't think we played great the second day of the Bob Wettick tournament. Now, we won the games, but I think it was more so about our talent versus the teams that we was playing than us, our execution and us growing as a team. Now, I was proud of the way that they played yesterday, even though we did still have a semi-slow start for the standard that I'm trying to build, the standard that I want to see Ben Davis basketball stay at, as opposed to, you know, playing down to the level of the competition or doing or displaying some of the negative or the poor habits that we had before we went on this streak. So I'm looking forward to Friday. It's a MIAC opponent playing North Central.
Yeah.
And we've kind of had this thing with the purple on the west side. It's either us and Brownsburg or us and George Washington. We have a trophy. It's kind of supposed to be a traveling trophy, but it's just been at Ben Davis since we started playing the series. It's a straight up mentor. It's a mentor group that comes in and helps out our team, and they do the same thing with Washington, and it's kind of a traveling trophy that they bought, and that it's supposed to go to the winner for the year, almost like a traveling trophy or the county box. And that tradition that we have here in Marion County, we try to start that with Washington, but it's really been the Ben Davis trophy since the inception of it.
As I say, I can't imagine much losses there unless ever since that was introduced. But, you know, touching on that bye week too, I know we talked about it obviously before break, but I think that just goes to how good of a coach you are. You're able to keep their mind straight, able to keep their discipline straight, and not let them let up in that three-week time frame. Mm-hmm. But now let's touch on the future here. Actually, before we do that, let's go to the Bob Wettick tournament. You mentioned it, winners. With games like that in such a short period of time, I mean, what, four games all within 48 hours of each other, if that, maybe 24, I'm not quite sure. But, you know, when you have that little games in such a, or that many games, rather, in such a little stretch of time, how does that affect your rotation, trying not to burn people out, trying to make sure you're still keeping the proper does it affect your rotation at all, or do you approach it normally knowing that you have a game in a couple of hours and trying to keep different people fresh, or how do you approach certain games like that in such a short period of time?
Naturally, it's kind of strategic how we go about it, and you have to, and players want to play, right? And there's opportunities. And we have to continually impress upon them that we have more games, right? And so what it does is help build depth with our team, because I have to play those other guys. And it's a stretch for the coaching staff. You mentioned that with me, but I'm nothing without the guys that are alongside of me to my left and my right. My staff has been outstanding. We had to have, I think it was 12 teams or so, 16 teams or so in this tournament. So we had to have scouts ready for each team that we could possibly play. So, you know, I had to dust off my scouts, because usually the assistant coaches do the scouts. But I had two of the games that we played, and then I had to do the scout yesterday. So this is just great practice for me to continue to sharpen my sword and stay prepared and stay in my bag when it comes to preparation. So, we try to build depth. I think that's been a trademark of the teams that I've had since I've been at Ben Davis. We've been extremely deep, and that comes with work. That comes with trust, and that comes with giving guys opportunities to prove that they can do the thing that we ask them.
100%. Now let's focus our gear here to this Friday, Saturday, and of course Tuesday, because we usually do this on Wednesday. So covering all the next three games that we'll have to the next episode of Conversations with Carlisle. It looks like, at least here, looking ahead to North Central, they're 5-4 right here with an unreported score against Hamilton Southeastern. I'm sure I could figure that out here in a little bit, but unreported score there. So as of right now, they're 5-4, a little bit of a rocky-ish start, you know, just barely above 500 without that reported game. They might be 500 or two games above 500. But of course, like you stated, going back to a Warren game, this is a Mick game. Do you approach Mick games any differently in the fact that do they mean any more, or do you just approach it like it's another normal day at the office?
No, it's a Mick game. It's a conference game, and naturally, any game that we play, we want to win. So, but like you said, with it being a Mick game, we are 1-0 in the Mick. We want to put ourselves in a position to win the Mick. Mm-hmm. It's always one of the goals that we have as a team. And they beat us the last two times that we played them. And they did lose that game, so they're 5-5, 62-53. To Hamilton Southeastern last night, but being that it is a Mick game, we want to always put our best foot forward. Naturally, because it's a conference game, and they're a West Side rival of ours, especially going back to the days when I played here.
Yeah, and I guess this is kind of a double. This question can double up to George Washington as well, because mm-hmm. their record also isn't the best. Same for Warren. This can kind of triple up, I guess. When you look at teams who aren't quite as good this season, or kind of whether it's having an off year, whether it's kind of just having up and down, winning, losing. Obviously, you guys on the 7-game win streak. How can you install a mentality into your team that it's not just going to be a walk in the park? Just because a team, for example, on Tuesday night, just because Warren Central is 1-5 or whatnot, or because North Central is 5-5, we have a better record than them, doesn't mean that this is going to be easy peasy, doesn't mean that this is going to be a walk in the park. So I know you're good at it, but kind of an insight, how do you stall that mentality into your boys that not every game is just handed to you?
With regards to how I approach it, it's a guy who was here for a long, long time that kind of gave me this. And, you know, I'll credit him, Coach Vanderbush. He would always say, Coach, it's more we should be focused on what our film looks like, not the other team. So how I approach it is we should always, like, regardless who we plan, the film from our perspective should look the same. So that means energy, that means intensity, that means how we go about trying to win the game, and that means that we don't play down to the level of our competition. But I'll speak in regards to North Central. I think they had 6 or 7 kids leave. So all of these guys, even if they're upperclassmen, they don't have much experience. So I think that it's a win for them to be in the position that they're. They have a couple good wins on the young season, and they're a young team and experienced. They do have some upperclassmen on that team, but they play extremely well together, and they play fast. I think they play a good brand of basketball, so I think we're going to have to play our best basketball to be successful on Friday. And then same thing with George Washington. We played them in the summer league, and they gave us a good game. I think we only won the game by 4 points. That's probably the closest game that we've had with them since we've been playing in this series, since I've been the head coach here at Ben Davis. So I know that they have some confidence. Naturally, the summer is not the same as, the school season. So we'll be looking to be a lot better, and that'll be some whiteboard material that I give to our kids, just to know, hey, you know, they think they can play with us, and we have to make sure that we are playing the best brand of Ben Davis basketball we can, and not worry about what George Washington, North Central, or Warren Central is doing. It's more about us. And the thing about it is, when you play teams multiple times, like Warren Central, just played them in December, it's hard to beat them. They have an idea of what we're going to do, and then they'll come and play and it's another home game for them, right? So they'll they'll play probably the toughest game that they've played all year against us, because they don't want to get embarrassed.
Yeah, and they always say it's hard to beat a team twice. Final two questions for you. I guess really final one. What's kind of just your key for each of these games? For North Central, George Washington, and Warren, if you wouldn't mind. Or maybe there's a key that applies to all three of those games.
Well, one, especially for this weekend, is transition defense. Both of these teams really, really push, and they have good guards, and that could apply to Warren as well. They're not as much as transition teams at the two that we play this weekend. But North Central really get the ball up the floor within 3 seconds and trying to score and shooting a lot of jump shots. And they really play unselfish brand of basketball, i.e. if you, for an example, old Golden State, where it's minimal dribbles and it's a lot of passes and a lot of movement. I really do like the way they play. I think that they play an unselfish brand. They play hard on defense, and they really push the ball. So we really got to be good in transition, offensively and defensively, and we have to really pay special attention to a lot of good guards moving forward for the next three games. And moving forward, because if you look at – and, you know, you don't want to look ahead, but if you look at the wins, and you look at LC versus Beach Grove, it's another MIG team that will probably win. I don't know. Beach Grove is a pretty good team. We played them in the Bob Wedick tournament. But Beach Grove plays LC. And then on the same side and the top, Pike is right there. And they playing really well. They got a great win in double overtime last night against Noblesville. And I think they're like 8-1 or 7-1, a top five team in the state. Probably close to one of the top talented teams and really, really big teams in Indiana right now, Central Indiana. So they'll be the next team. So LC will be a great test. We fortunate enough to get Warren, then we'll probably play LC. And if not, we'll play a team in Beach Grove that we just beat in Bob Wedick. And then you have to look at Pike. And then on the other side, I think there's some teams that's playing really well. LN, one of them. They're playing really well. North Central and LN, I think they play the first game. You'll have to play another great team in the championship. So I think it'll be a mix. I think it'll be a mix road for us to get to the county championship, and then a mixed team that we'll have to beat in the county championship to hoist the trophy and cut down some nets next weekend.
100%. Well, with that being said, that will do it for this episode of Conversations with Carlisle, the first one of 2026. And the Ben Davis boys look to go 3-0 here, home against North Central this Friday, away against George Washington Saturday. Then next Tuesday, they'll face Warren Central in the Marion County tournament, hoping to go 3-0. WBDG will have all of those games right here. So with that being said, Coach Carlisle, thank you for joining me today, and best of luck in all your upcoming three games.
Thank you.